This is FM 2.0 with the Don, Dean, Stormy, and the Grizz. Forever music.
Yep.
So, and it's amazing. Here he is now. Mr. Jay Allen.
Hey, y'all. How are you?
Good, hey, man. It's good to have you.
Apologies if I seem tired. I've been on a radio tour, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you. We're doing great. Let me ask you something. I saw, I think it was on TikTok, you mentioned, are you actually doing a duet with Allie?
Colleen? Yes. Yes. Allie's become a good friend. I actually fell in love with her before I even knew she was Garth Brooks' daughter. So honestly, I was like, a girl with a throat tattoo. That's dope. I'm in. And then, then I heard her voice, and she's just a sweetheart of a human being. So yeah.
We were talking before the show that the first time we ever had her on, I had no idea that her dad was. I just heard her music. And I got all my notes ready. I'm like, wow, I love her songs. And then Grizz said, you know who she is, right? Because we looked and I went, oh, it kind of messed me up a little bit. But it didn't change the fact that I loved her music. And so she's been on like 12 times. We're like friends of the show. So I was excited when I saw that you were doing that with her because she loves coming on here.
That's awesome. Yeah, we hit it off and she never once will bring that up. You know, she doesn't really like lean on that or associate with that. She's very much so her own person, which I love and respect her for that. So
there's always a risk to it. I mean, you want to stand on your own, but it can also put you in a corner or box, you know? So I get it.
I can't imagine the pressure, you know, being, you know, a legend's daughter, you know? Yeah. So she's her own legend in her own right. And she's a bad A. She's a tough cookie. December 1st, Oh Holy Night. It's a very haunting version. It's hard to describe. You know, that's kind of was my vision with her, something really stripped down and like haunting. Like everyone does Oh Holy Night, but how can we do it different, making our own? So, you know, we're both covered in tattoos and we're black all the time. So that's the imagery that we're
Heck yeah.
Yeah, like a spooky Oh Holy Night.
Wow, I'm excited to hear it.
With something darker?
What was that?
Wear black until they come out with something darker?
Yeah, yep. I wear three different colors, black, black, and black.
Black, yep.
There you go.
Yes.
Wow, I'm excited. DC song.
Yes, black and black. That's right.
Yep.
I'm excited to have you back. Excited about that news. One of the things that you've always been thankful for or grateful for was the opportunity you had on The Voice. That anniversary was when? When you appeared, was that?
I can't believe it's been a year already.
A year now.
The blind audition aired in September of last year. So that just flew by. So much has happened ever since then. My world's kind of exploded, you know. We were planning our wedding while I was filming the show. So I came off of that and all the episodes aired. Then we had the hurricane that happened with the wedding and we had to reschedule our wedding. And then it went beautifully. Wow. And then I signed a record deal, and then I brought on a radio team, new manager, new booking agent, new publicist, and new band, and then just started touring my face off and really have not stopped since. So I'm not going to complain. You know, I'm exhausted right now, but I'm also so fulfilled and so happy that I get to utilize the gift that God's given me to help others and to create music. Like I'm one of the lucky ones, you know, so I get to talk with awesome people like you.
If you don't mind, I want to ask, I'm kind of curious. So new band, how's that go down? We have to make that decision.
Yeah. So, you know, I won't get into the nitty gritty of it. I won't divulge everything, but you know, I was in a bad circumstance. I was kind of trapped in a not so great contract with a not so great person, which I had to learn the hard way. And so once I finally kind of had an awakening, an epiphany, realizing, you know, I deserve better. You know, I was gaslighted for a long time. I know I'm not a dumb person. This person had kind of found his way into my mind, and he kind of held me down and pinned me down for a long time. So when I decided to separate myself from him, and I had this old restart and refresh, hit the refresh button with The Voice, I came out of that and I thought, you know what? I want every piece around me, every person around me to love me and respect me as equally as I do them, you know? So, and it came down even to the band, you know, we just kind of restarted, and I have really high standards for myself. So I want to hold my band to that as well. And how we represent ourselves in front of people and on stage and even behind the scenes.
You know, so did you have an idea of like some of the musicians that I know right off the bat who I'm going to go get, or did you just go clean slate? We're going to do auditions and I'm going to start fresh.
Clean slate. And, you know, once I put the word out there, they came flocking, you know? yeah. And, you know, we whittled through a few and now we have a really good core team of guys. One guy is my age, our bass player. He has dreads down to his knees. He looks like he was in the band Korn. I actually kid with people. I say that sometimes on stage. And people, he says, people come up to me after the shows and they ask me, how was Korn? and then my right hand guy, he's my lead guitarist. He's also my tour manager, my band leader. I have a drummer, big old black dude. He's got dreads too, just a stud. And then we have this little Asian guitarist. So very diverse looking band, but all faith-filled guys, all very humble, and we respect each other. And I don't think they know how good they are. And they're all really young too, besides the bass player. So I you know, I'd say I got lucky, but I just feel like, you know, God gifted me with a crew, and I'm excited. We're planning a 41-date spring tour right now, headlining spring tour. So
North Carolina, you got some North Carolina dates in there?
I'm trying to get there, man. I love North Carolina. I won't divulge all the routing yet, but we'll hopefully be announcing soon.
Awesome.
What do you don't ever lose you being humble.
Yes.
Ever.
My wife helped me with that. She keeps me humble. If I get just a little confident, she reminds me.
Wives are good for that.
Yes. I got a good one too.
It's a tough industry to find people you trust. So I'm glad you got a good lineup and good amount of people supporting you.
Thank you. And, you know, I know that will change over time. You know, pieces will come and go, but, you know, I feel like we're off to a good start now, finally. So, but I know it begins and ends with me. You know, I have to check myself daily, you know, and I'm not perfect. I'm far from it. And, but character is everything for me. So just got to consistently remind ourselves of the purpose, the why we're doing this. And I will always say that it's really a lot less about me. It's more about what we did this last weekend. You know, we helped raise $300,000 with Kimberly Paisley here in Nashville at the Wild Horse Saloon with the National Alzheimer's Association. For me, that's just what it's always going to be about. How can I put myself, you know, utilize my voice? When someone asks me to show up, I'm going to show up. You know, how can I put my desires, you know, second place, you know? So it's a daily struggle, but when you find a way to do it, all the good stuff happens, you know?
That's what it really is.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, man. And, I just want to ask you this because I want to play. It's a tie-in to The Voice, but before that, when you're auditioning members of a band, are you watching them or do you close your eyes and listen? What do you look for? Like, what makes you go, that's the right person for?
Yeah, for me, it's a process, and it's really a lot less about your playing ability. These guys are all the best. They're all prodigies. They're studs, and they went to all the best music schools. And but for me, it's more so about, you know, the time that we get together. So I'll actually, you know, I auditioned these guys and fell in love with them, and then, you know, the next step, and I told them, just because you're good and you came prepared and you crushed the set doesn't mean you got the gig. You're going to go out, and we're going to play a couple shows together and see how that goes, because that's a whole different vibe once you're stuck in a van together or on a plane, everyone's tired. You know, you play a show and, you know, people drink a little bit and people get rubbed the wrong way. And that's when you're really tested. That's when you really find out what someone's made of. So we went through that rigmarole with them, and I fell in love with them even more, you know. And hopefully, you know, I can be an example for them. I've been doing this for a while. So they always ask me, Jay, how do you do it? We're tired. This morning, you know, we were in Orlando, and I woke up at 6 a.m., went to the gym before we went to the studio. And, you know, now they're starting to go to the gym in the morning too. So
Planet Fitness?
It used to be Planet Fitness. Now I'm trying to up my game.
I swear, Planet Fitness is missing out on making ads that says all the rock stars go to our gym, because every band on tour gets a Planet Fitness membership, so you use the shower.
Oh yeah, and then if you have the black card, you get a plus one. You get a buddy, you know. So
yeah, you go.
I'm trying to cut corners and save money.
So real quick, I want to rewind something you said in response to Don's question because I am collecting sound bites. Kenny Aronoff said something when I was chatting with him. I had a conversation last week with a pretty active studio musician. Both of them have said the same thing that I think you're going to agree with, which is, it's not about talent. People work with people that make them feel good, that are easy to get along with. And that's number one.
Yeah. It's about, I mean, we all want to work with people we like, you know, as you know, it's like-minded people. And, you know, for me, it's like, I feel like we all raise each other up. So, you know, even though these guys are, some of these guys are, you know, 10, 11 years younger than me, but, you know, I've intentionally, well, you know, I'm very private, you know, about my personal life. And, you know, I don't want to like boast about, you know, oh, I prayed before the show. So I would always do that just by myself. But one of my guitarists, the first time coming out, he goes, Jay, can I pray for us in the band? And so he literally circled us around and prayed for us. And I was like, we need to do that before every show. And, you know, I know a lot of artists and a lot of bands do that. I just never want it to be gimmicky. I never want to show off, or it's something that we put on a video to make ourselves look good. It's, you know, it's, for me, it's personal, but we started doing that and it brought the band together, you know, and, now it's something that we do ritually, and, you know, we openly talk about our faith. And that's what I love about country music too. You know, I call it, we have the opportunity to be the light in the darkness, where, you know, country music fans and musicians, you know, I feel like they're human, they're real people. You know, you can 1 minute have a beer in your hand and be a little lit up on stage, and the next minute you'd be talking about God, you know, or losing your mom or something, you know. So those are the types of guys that I wanted on the road with me, and those are the types of guys I have now. So
that's great.
It's a very, very, very fulfilling feeling to have your best friends and your family on the road with you.
Yeah, and like you said, if they're extremely talented and they're a jerk, it's not going to work.
No, because I've had those guys.
They're
not fun. You don't want to have that rubs off on you too. You know,
the
people you spend
negative energy.
You become the people you spend time with. You know, you honestly do. So I've separated myself with those people. Done my best.
Jay, I can't believe these three hang out with me. I mean, honestly.
Come on, you're a great guy.
Well, let me get into your song, No Present Like the Time, because if I understand this right, you wrote this in your downtime on The Voice, when you have that a lot of downtime there. That's when you wrote this, right?
Yeah, you know, we had this concept, I think, you know, all the way back, and the idea kind of started churning up back in like 2 Januaries ago. And then on The Voice, you know, I had this kind of recollection with God. I feel like, not to be cheesy, I realized I've been sad for a long time, to be super honest. All of us have our own different grieving processes, no matter what kind of loss you've gone through, even a loss of a job or a loss of a pet. Like, we all grieve different things differently. And for me, with my mother, I guess, you know, it took me years. You know, I'll never get over it. I'll always miss her. But I kind of kicked myself in the dirt for way too long. And I had that recollection when I finally had the time to be alone for a couple months. At first, that was not a good feeling. I'm like, I'm a grown man. I can't even see my wife. I can't leave this hotel room for more than 10 minutes per day. This is not a good feeling. And then I realized I'll probably never have this opportunity in my life again to be alone in my thoughts. And so I tried to take advantage of it. And when I had that recollection, I thought, you know what? What are the positive things that I took from loss? And you can take positive things from loss if you so choose, from any negative experience. So I thought about these things. You know, I have two little sisters. I have a dad. They all live in different states. I'm a pretty busy guy. So sometimes they call me at a weird hour at the end of the day. The last thing I want to do is pick up the phone and hear about what's going on with them, to be completely honest. But I thought, you know, how about I decide to pick up the phone from now on, no matter what, because I might not get to talk to them tomorrow. You never know. What if someone you've trusted, you know, your whole life with, told everything to, what if they stab you in the back, they hurt you? And what if you just give them a first or second chance? What if you show grace to people? What if someone invites you to come on a podcast? What if you just find time and you say yes, hell yes, every time? So that's kind of, you know, that was my awakening moment, per se. And you know, we've all heard the phrase, there's no time like the present. For me, you know, we flipped it, and I thought, how about no present like the time? Time is a gift. Let's make the most out of it. We only get one go around this rock, so let's give it all we got, you know? And so this kind of beautiful message came out. It's a bunch of messages in one song, less than 3 minutes, really. And, you know, put this label together, you know, and finally convinced the label head to bring on a radio team. And we were talking about songs, and he called me up. He goes, "Jay, I know what the song is." He goes, "You're a guy that has a message. You want to help people. Let's do it with this song. Let's find a way to get it on country radio." So we actually had ad day last Monday, and I found out from my radio team that out of all the independent artists this year, I was the second most added to country radio, which is a pretty dang good feeling, man. Today, yesterday and today, we were in Florida and got to share that message. We're just going to go station by station. And, you know, hopefully people understand that, again, it's really a lot less about me. It's a lot more about a message, and hopefully reminding people of what really matters in life.
I'm in Tampa, if you're nearby.
Man, I was literally just there.
Oh, man.
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
yeah. We're trying to get to Tampa, actually, but we couldn't make it.
Well, if you come here for a show, I'll be there. I just want to bring up something. You mentioned your sister. I saw this awesome TikTok you did where you called your sister because you talked to Chris Daughtry. Yes. She's a big Daughtry fan, right?
Yes.
If you haven't seen it, it's a great moment because Jay calls his sister up and he goes, you said something like, you know, you love Chris Daughtry, right? Well, he's going to be up in your area in Oregon. That's where she is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oregon.
Yep.
And he's like, would you mind doing a shout out? He's like, how about you bring her on stage?
Oh.
Or I bring her on stage, right? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, he actually, so I met Daughtry years ago, and he's an advocate for the National Alzheimer's Association as well. I believe he lost his grandmother. So that's how we met and hit it off, and we just kind of stayed in touch over time. And he always like comments. And then I think I said something on The Voice about, they always ask this question, what's your sound? What do you think your sound is? And I was like, to be honest, maybe it's Chris Daughtry mixed with a little Blake Shelton. And he heard that little sound bit and hit me up. And so we've stayed in touch over time. And I saw that he was coming up through there, and it was her birthday. She turned 30, it was her dirty 30. So I was like, man, if you could do, I hate to ask this, you don't have to, but if you could do anything since you're going to be there. And he's like, dude, he goes, I'll hang out with her. I'll do a private VIP meet and greet just with her and her and your family and her friends. And so he didn't hang out with anyone else. People were like lined up to do the meet and greet. He didn't talk to anyone but them and hung out with them. And she was just elated. It just kind of just showed me his character. A guy of that stature does not have to do anything like that. And he cared enough and he took the time. So it's pretty dang cool. Yeah.
And now your sister thinks you're the coolest brother in the world.
And she better have already thought that.
When people ask you, what's your sound? Do you ever mess with them? Or do you ever say something like, it's like Ethel Merman meets Paul Stanley?
Oh yeah, man. I very quickly respond. I'm like, well, you should know. You've never listened to Maroon 5. Because everyone always calls me Adam Levine. It's getting to the point where I'm just accepting it. Okay, I'll be Adam Levine, doppelganger, whatever.
Because you look like Adam?
Apparently, yeah.
You don't sound like him, but you might look like
him. He's got the sleeves.
I couldn't sing that high if I wanted to. Yeah, it's airport often. It's really comical. They're like, are you that guy from The Voice? I'm like, yeah. They're like, Adam Levine? I'm like, oh, my God.
For a minute, you get excited. Like, oh, you saw my episode.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, let's play your song because there's two things. I want to go – because speaking of rock, I want to go to that in a second here. You also have Heartache Gonna Break Itself, which is also out. So there's a bunch of things I want to cover here in this time we have left. So first off, let me play a little bit of No Present Like the Time, because I think it's a beautiful song. So I'm gonna hit mute here so that it doesn't echo. I always say that just so everybody knows why you can't hear anyone else. Not me being cocky going, I don't want anybody else to talk. It's so that the echo doesn't happen. So here is No Present Like the Time. It's available and in time for the holiday season. Here it is.
Take a picture, take a chance. Chase a dream, chase a girl. Say a prayer, take a trip. Don't hold your breath, hold your kids. For they're too big. 'Cause it can fade in a minute, no matter how you spinning. That clock keeps ticking. It can't stop on a dime. Be careful how you spin it. In a blink, it's gone goodbye. Cause there's no time like the present. There's no prison like the time. It's a gift, it's all we get. Make a friend, make amends, make a call, tell the truth, say I love you.
It's available now. Go get it. That's the official visualizer is the video I just played here. But your voice, there's a reason you were on The Voice, Jay. You have a great voice. And you should actually do a duet with Chris one day because that would be amazing.
My it's funny you say that. My publicist, we did a live in the Vineyard in Beaver Creek. Yeah. We performed at Elevation, which has been, that's a whole nother story. The lady that started that, she created Live in the Vineyard. She's actually from Iowa and she lost her mother to Alzheimer's.
Oh, wow.
We really connected and hit it off on so many levels. And I actually officially brought her onto my team. She's helped break Jason Mraz. She was a part of the very beginning stages of Matchbox 20, which we got to recently open up for, which was wild. Brought her on the team. But actually, when we were in Beaver Creek at Live in the Vineyard, her and my publicist, Christy Walker-Walkins, they're like, why haven't you done something with Chris Daughtry? I'm like, I'm not like there yet. And they're like, yeah, you are. I'm like, well, let me get some things done first. Let's make this radio song and go somewhere. And then I'll make that ass up. I'm holding out for the right time, but that would be.
Oh, that would be dynamic.
That'd be good.
those lyrics in that song, I'm a little bit sensitive today, but those lyrics were truth. I mean, there's just truth right there.
Thanks, brother. I mean, you know, I my hope was that it didn't come off as preaching. You know, I never want to shove a thought down someone's throat. I hope it just kind of triggered something with people. You know,
it does.
Good. It's got that same lines like
your beautiful soul. You hear me?
Oh.
And on your journey, don't lose that. I can see it. Don't lose it.
It's kind of got that lines like don't blink. Or or live like you're dying, you know, that kind of theme, which is always a good song.
Yeah, I really think, I hope it's a bigger than me song. You know, it's a tough world out there with the radio. You know, it's a tough world in the music industry in general. But I've already seen these programming directors who get inundated with music daily. They're just like, that's different, Jay. You know, and then you get to, it opens up a door to hear their stories. I think a lot of times these programming directors, they have to hear about the artists and their story and their songs. But I think once they hear this and I become vulnerable in front of them, it creates a safe place for them and anyone to really share their heart and what they're going through, which I love. And that's what it's all about for me. So I think we're getting there. I think we're in the right direction.
Radio's changed a lot. At SiriusXM, I'm surrounded by the people that have been there, you know, since the 60s. And like a little child, there's a lot of times, you know, with like Bob Buck, and I'll say, tell me about the old days. Tell me about what it was like. And you hear the transition. It's different now than it was in the mid 80s. It's way different.
Yeah, I mean, I've learned a lot. You know, one of my main radio rep, his name is John Edinger, and he's just talking about back in the day all the time, you know, and it is very different, you know. So we're navigating the new age. You know, he said at the end of the day, he said, Jay, you're not with a major label. He goes, we don't have a couple million bucks to rock with. We have a good budget, but it's not that. He said, but, you know, I would like to believe that the cream rises and a good song will just win. You know, he said, if we have to work this song for 2 years, we will. Sometimes it takes 15 months for a song to even just chart. He said, but we're in for the long haul. So I'm following his lead. And it's, but radio has, I've learned it's changed.
Well, you know, Pure Prairie League's Amy, I think, took 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah, sometimes it just sometimes you plant the seed.
Yes,
absolutely. And that's fine. We're in for the long haul, you know. Blank Stare is kind of what happened with that, and the videos that went viral. You know, they happened after the fact, long after I wrote that song. I think, you know, 2 years after I wrote that song. So you just never know, you know, what God wants to do with you and His perfect timing. You just gotta hopefully be prepared for it when it comes.
But no present like the time has definitely got a message that people need to hear. That's a great one.
It really is. And that leads me to Heart ain't going to break itself. it takes someone to break it for you is really the theme of the song, right?
Yeah, I'll preface this. So I actually didn't write this song. There's a reason why I released it. So intentionally, like in the middle of the year in the summer, you know, everyone's, you know, in party mode, and a lot of people go to, you know, country shows to enjoy themselves and let loose. And so I wanted to release a couple songs like that. So we had Jello Shot, which is the weirdest song I've ever written. I never thought I'd release it, but my label head convinced me. It was so much fun. And I've seen people.
The video's fun. You throwing Jello shots behind you over your shoulder.
I had an absolute blast, you know, cause I, you know, I'm naturally inclined to, like, I have something to say and I want to say it and I have something to prove and I have a message. But it was nice just to let loose, you know. That actually started with my label head. He was like, man, he goes, you're known for these heartfelt songs and we all stand behind you. What's the silliest song you've ever written? And so I shared with him and I was like, punch myself afterwards. Cause he's like, that's going to be a single. Let's make a music video. And I was like, are you kidding me? But it was so much, we had a blast, man. It was, even my wife got to be in it with me. And but my manager, she filled up a kiddie pool, one of those little kids' swimming pools. She filled it up with 500 Jello shots.
Wow.
And that was like, I was laying in like a black tuxedo for the cover art. But Heart Ain't Gonna Break Itself. I have a bunch of really fun songs, but the guy that actually wrote Till You Can't by Cody Johnson, which I sang on The Voice.
Yes.
One of the main writers, Ben Stennis. Good friend of mine. And so I actually called him on my way out to The Voice. I wasn't supposed to do this, but I was just elated and had to share with him. That was one of the reasons why I chose that song, you know, that he was a writer on it. And he shared with me over tears. I'm on my way to the airport, B&A, to fly to LAX. And he's like, Jay, you know, we were, you know, thinking about you and talked about your mother's story, you know, back when we wrote that song, had the concept for that song. I don't think he ever shared that with anyone. And kind of just over tears, we prayed. And, it, you know, I've just tried to be, stay in touch with them since. And I was like, man, do you have any songs? I write my own songs, but I'd love to hear what you have just because you're a great songwriter. And I always want to support the songwriter community. I come from that. He was like, well, I do. He goes, you're a rocker guy. He said, you should release a rock song, something that slaps. And he gave me this song, Heart Ain't Gonna Break Itself. And I was like, let's go, man. Let's take a stab at it. It turned out really good. It's really fun to play live. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's listen to a little bit of it here. It slaps. Yeah, right? So let's do that right now. Here is Heart Ain't Gonna Break Itself. You got it. When you know there's an ain't in there, you got to put the accent on it, right? Heart Ain't Gonna Break Itself. Here it is, Jay Allen. And I'm going to the 52-second mark because this is where it really...
I see you burning out the lights, I see your lips on mine. I hear you saying just stay the night. I bet the high's worth the crash, I bet I keep coming back.
I love the cadence in that song. It's like the na 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 na. It's like a great rock ballad.
Well, that's all my producer, man. I mean, if you haven't heard of Michael Wilshire yet, you need to look him up. He is so diverse and one of my best friends in town. And we wrote together. I signed to Sony ATV, and our publishers connected us. Wrote in this little dungeon on Music Row, and. He just looked at me and I looked at him. We just knew right away we're going to be working together for a long time. So we've stuck it out together, and that's all him. He's a mad scientist. I know a lot of artists say that about their producers, but this guy plays every single instrument. He'll literally have like the best live drummer track, and then he'll redo everything. He sings all the BGVs, and he's so fast. And he's working on all the Al Dean records now. And he somehow still finds time for me. I don't know how he does it. And he has two kids, two dogs, a wife, just such a great guy. So that's all Michael Wilshire, man.
There was a question here, just if you wanted to, I know you touched on it, but Megan Phillips and Aaron, I wanted to ask you what inspired this song. So I know you kind of touched on it, but she was just asking that question.
With Heart Ain't Gonna Break Itself?
Yes.
I honestly don't know the backstory. You stumped me on that one. I usually have an answer for everything. But I never asked Ben Stennis what inspired this. I remember I just listened to it. I was traveling somewhere from, he sent me the demo. I think I was traveling from Lake Havasu back to Vegas to catch a flight. And he sent it to me and I cranked it. I'd rented a Camaro or something. And I was just like, I rolled down the windows. I was like, this is my song. I'm going to sing this one. And I don't know. I mean, I think it kind of speaks for itself. You know, it reminds me of, honestly, when the first time I heard it, it reminded me of Kylie and I. When we first met, she was 19. And she, I mean, she's wild now, but she was even more wild then. I mean, we weren't touring back then. We were just, you know, we'd songwrite every day. And then we'd meet up and we'd literally like go out bar hopping from like 4 p.m. to like 3 a.m. And I couldn't keep up with her. And I just remember thinking like, this is going to hurt a little bit. You know, but I stuck with her. You know, I'm 9 years older than Kylie. I stuck with her and she makes me so much more youthful, you know. I'm young for life with her. But yeah, I just remember thinking like, I just came out this is the human part of me. I'd come out of my first marriage and that we got married way too young and went our separate ways, but my heart was already broken, you know? And I thought if I'm gonna get my heart broken again, so be it. I'll let it be with Miss Kylie Morgan, you know? So I couldn't help but think about that the first time I heard it. And it's just a jam, it just rocks, you know?
Yeah. Well, you did great, man. And I just want to thank you again for taking time out, coming back. And I hope you come back again.
Thanks, when you have the
music. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, y'all. Appreciate y'all taking the time.
Absolutely, Jay. Jay Allen, everybody. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, y'all. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you for being here, Jay.
Yes, of course. We'll see y'all soon.
Yes. Have a good night. Talk to you soon. Jay Allen, everyone. Bye. Go support him. Play his music. Request it at radio. I mean, he's doing a radio tour right now.
Thank you.
Request his songs. Right. I'm going to call right now. The calls, when we're done with the show, I'm calling Q105. What is our country? 103.5 here.
Blow them up, man.
That's it. See you later, Jerry.
Thank you. Be blessed. Thank you.